The halacha on the topic of mesh tzitzis, mesh begotten for tzitzis, is that acceptable to be mekayim in the mitzvah? So they're really two separate parts of the discussion. One is with regard to the material that it's made from, and the other is with regard to the netting type style which this material is then used to make into the beged. And fascinating discussion, the poskim, who really pull out lines both from Hilchos Tzitzis and from completely unrelated and at times obscure areas of halacha in order to figure out whether this should count as a beged of tzitzis. So the Torah says you have to put tzitzis on the corners of your beged, of your begadim. The question is, what counts as a beged? So classically, there is a discussion as to whether only wool and linen would count as a beged, or other natural fibers as well would count as a beged midoraisa, but certainly midrabanan, they're all obligated. So what would the tzad to say that this type of material is not obligated? So there is a Gemara which says that clothing is obligated in the midst of tzitzis, but if you make a beged out of leather, it is not obligated in tzitzis, and therefore was not mekayim in the mitzvah. So the question is, would we compare synthetic fibers from which mesh and other types of begadim are made? Would we, or dry fit and the like, would we compare that to regular cloth? Or would we compare that to leather? So what is the defining characteristic? Why would you say, what is it that differentiates leather from cloth? So Rav Si Pesach Frank writes that the difference is, and he pulls out a line in the Levush and in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that clothing, cloth, is woven. You have threads, you have fibers, threads which are spun and then woven together, sewn together to form a garment. Whereas leather is one sheet. It's not made of threads that are woven together to form a garment. And that process of weaving, of ariga, is what differentiates clothing from leather. So therefore he says, let's see, when it comes to the synthetic fibers, what are they doing? Are they producing a sheet of plastic? So then it would be potter from tzitzis. On the other hand, if they produce threads and then use that to sew or to weave together a garment, then it would be considered a beged, and it would be chayiv in tzitzis. This is the psak of Rav Si Pesach Frank. Rav Moshe Feinstein is not as certain. He says, maybe the distinction is not simply whether it's actually woven, but whether it needs to be woven. And he has, amazingly, a Bar Tanura on a Mishnah in Maseches Kalim. And the Mishnah in Kalim there differentiates in Hilchos Tumah between leather as opposed to cloth, as opposed to things which are woven. It specifically refers to arig, which is clothing, meaning woven garments. And the Bar Tanura there writes, don't think if you cut leather into strips and then weave it together to make a garment, that would count as arig. By definition, leather is out of the category of arig. Why is that? Says Moshe, because it doesn't need to be made into threads in order to be made into a garment. It comes as one sheet, so too. Anything which doesn't need to be made into threads is not necessarily a beged, and therefore one cannot assume that anything synthetic would count as a beged, and one would not be yotze. So this is a dispute amongst some of the great poskim of the 20th century. Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskind straight like Rav Si Pesach Frank. The Tzitz Eliezer writes, he's noted to say like Rav Si Pesach Frank, but he says you shouldn't make a bracha, safek brachos lahakel, not to make a bracha on such a beged. But then we take this one step further. That's when it comes to if you make a regular garment out of synthetic materials. But what if it's made out of mesh? What if you make it into mesh so that there are holes in the garment? Does that make a difference? So there are those who argue that this should be even worse than if you make a full-fledged closed garment. There's a sefer called Lahoros Nosan, Rav Nosan Gestetner, and he argues, also based on another Mishnah, a different Mishnah, Maseches Kalin, where it says that a type of a garment, which is, sounds like it's exactly this, a netting, which the person's flesh can be seen from the garment. It's see-through, so that doesn't count as a beged with regard to the rules of, again, Hilchos Tumah. Tumas begadim. So he says, see, it doesn't have the status of a beged if it's see-through. And therefore, it's not serving the function of what a normal beged would be. And so too, this would not fulfill the requirement of beged, and it would not be and begged for Hilchos Tzitzis. Perhaps one can still distinguish that maybe it depends how see-through it is, maybe it depends how tight the weave is or how big the holes are. Maybe one cannot necessarily compare these two different areas of halacha. Maybe it depends. A normal beged, the function is to serve as protection or to serve as a covering, whereas this, the function is different. But there certainly is definitely room to question, yet for this, you know, for another reason as well, whether this would count. So again, when it comes to the synthetic fibers issue, this is machlokas aposkim. If that's chayiv in tzitzis, one who relies on the lenient opinions certainly has upon whom to rely, but certainly it would be considered recommendable to be machmer. Then once you're talking about the mesh, which has the holes, so there's an additional factor involved in the direction of not counting as a beged, and I'm not saying there's nothing upon to rely, but certainly my recommendation would be to upgrade to a non-mesh, at the very least to get a cotton beged and to fulfill the mitzvah on some level, l'chol adeus. Have a wonderful day.